This is Sydney's Best Breakfast with Mark Levy on 2GB.
Well, we're learning more about the idiots who have held up trains in the Hunter region over the past week or so. The climate activists from Blockade Australia have been climbing onto coal and passenger train services, and they're hoping their efforts will bring attention to climate change. It's been revealed the protest group has resorted to recruiting fly-in, fly-out activists from other states. Since protests kicked off 10 days ago, 21 people have been arrested for trespassing and obstructing train lines. More than three quarters of them have travelled to New South Wales, and according to the Daily Telegraph, eight are from Victoria, four from South Australia, three from Queensland, and one person travelled up from Tasmania. 19 of the 21 are alleged to have committed offences that have a maximum penalty of more than 2 years jail if found guilty. But with the charges finalised, they've only been issued a $750 fine. As expected, locals are calling on magistrates to go harder, so I thought we'd catch up with the New South Wales Police Minister and the Minister for Hunter, Yasmin Catley, and she's on the line. Minister, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Mark. I can give you an update, actually. A few more arrests overnight. So there's 23 been arrested now with 72 charges.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
So what I will say is that the police's arrest rate is 100%. Anybody who is on any of that infrastructure right up the rail line has been arrested. And as you say, most of them are from out of state. You know, if they want to come and holiday in New South Wales, I've got a destination for them, and it's not the Hunter, it's Long Bay Jail. Can I just say to you, though, look, you know, this is so selfish. You know, my community up there are just incredibly frustrated with this awful, moronic behaviour that is going on. What is being achieved here? Nothing except it's having an economic impact. Our coal trains can't move. I've spoken to the Minerals Council again this week. I mean, I just want to say they said the police are doing a fantastic job. And I've also spoken to the ARTC, and again, they have said the police have done a fantastic job. But all they are doing is disrupting people's lives. And if they think that they are getting support from the community that I and my colleagues represent, then I can assure you there is nothing further from the truth. We do not see this as anything but moronic behaviour to self-fulfil one's, you know, likes on social media. That's what's going on here. That's what these people are doing. And the government in New South Wales has zero tolerance for this behaviour.
Well, Minister, I'm one of the biggest supporters of the police, you'll find. The hardworking men and women of our police forces deserve the accolades that they don't necessarily get these days because they're out there protecting the community. But where I feel for them here is that they round up these idiots, these imbeciles, these knuckleheads, they put them before the courts. And given the previous government beefed up those powers to warrant larger fines, if not jail time of 2 years, we've still got magistrates and judges imposing $750 fines. Now, is $750 fine, is that a penalty that fits the crime in your eyes?
Well, look, some of these charges carry jail terms of up to 3 years, so they're the option. And anyone who puts a police officer's life in danger for completely pointless protests, to my mind, should have the book thrown at them. It's for the magistrates to determine what the charge is. But the police, as I've just said to you, have had 100% arrest rate here, and they are putting everybody into a cell and refusing bail.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? It's like it's a vicious cycle, what we've got at the moment. The police go out and arrest these people. They go before the courts. So the police refuse them bail, so they spend a night in the cells. They go before the courts, and the magistrate says, oh, well, there's a slap on the wrist, $750, and then they're back out there doing it yet again. So we're in this vicious cycle that doesn't seem to change.
Well, they can be put into jail for up to 3 years, and let me tell you this.
But they're not. That's the problem.
Well, that's up to the magistrates, as you very well know, Mark. Mark, I just want to say as well, putting rescuers' lives at danger is one of the most selfish acts I reckon anybody could do. And every time they do that, you know, tie themselves up on a crane or tie themselves onto a top of a coal train, the rescuers obviously have to go in there and get them. And they are usually the rescue police going in there, getting them off. And they are actually putting their lives in danger as well. I just think that there is nothing, absolutely nothing more selfish than what these people are doing. And as I say, I'd like to see the book thrown at them left, right and centre. It's also pretty dangerous territory up there. You know, we're talking hundreds of kilometres of train track in pretty rugged terrain. So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, that, you know, between Campsie and Strathfield, it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're really putting these people's lives in danger. But we've got Polaire out, we've got the dogs out.
Well, they should be out there catching the real criminals. You're right. Anyway, Minister.
Yeah, exactly.
Firstly, thank you to the hardworking men and women of the police. 23 people arrested over the last 10 days is just absurd. So the sooner we get some, tough magistrates and judges using the full force of the law, the better. I appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, thanks for your support for the police. They certainly deserve it, Mark.
They certainly do. That's Yasmin Catley, the police minister, and she can speak with authority on this because she's also the minister for the Hunter.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.